Is the Quran credible?
According to Islam, the Quran is not only credible, it is God's only uncorrupted revelation. Thus, according to Muslim scholars, if it is to be compared with anything in Christianity, it is to be compared with Christ rather than the Bible. In truth, however, the Bible can be demonstrated to be divine rather than human in origin. The same cannot be said for the Quran. Moreover, unlike the Bible, the Quran is replete with faulty ethics and factual errors. First, unlike the Quran, the Bible is replete with prophecies that could not have been fulfilled through chance, good guessing, or deliberate deceit. Surprisingly, the predictive nature of many Bible passages was once a popular argument among liberals against the reliability of the Bible. Critics argued that various passages were written later than the biblical text indicated because they recounted events that happened sometimes hundreds of years after they were supposedly written. They concluded that subsequent to the events, literary editors went back and doctored the original non-predictive texts. But this is simply wrong. Careful research affirms the predictive accuracy of the scriptures. Since Christ is the culminating theme of the Old Testament and the living word of the New Testament, it should not surprise us that prophecies regarding him outnumber all others. Many of these prophecies would have been impossible for Jesus to deliberately conspire to fulfill, such as his descent from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his birth in Bethlehem, his crucifixion with criminals, the piercing of his hands and feet on the cross, the soldiers gambling for his clothes, the piercing of his side, the fact that his bones were not broken at his death, and his burial among the rich. In sharp contrast, predictive prophecies demonstrating the divine origin of the Quran are conspicuous by their absence. While the Quran contains a number of self-fulfilling prophecies, such as Muhammad's prediction that he would return to Mecca, this is very different from the kinds of prophecies outlined above. Other prophecies, such as Muhammad's prediction that the Romans would defeat the Persians at Issus, are equally underwhelming. Unlike the biblical examples I just presented, this prophecy is not fulfilled in the far future and thus can easily be explained through good guessing or an accurate apprehension of prevailing military conditions. Furthermore, the Quran is replete with questionable ethics, particularly when it comes to the equality of women. For example, in Surah 4:3, Muhammad allegedly received a revelation from God allowing men to, quote, marry women of your own choice, 2, 3, or 4. Ironically, in Surah 33:50, Muhammad receives a divine sanction to marry any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the Prophet if the Prophet wishes to wed her. Thus, while other men were only permitted to marry up to 4 wives, Allah provided Muhammad with a divine exception for his marriage to at least 12 women, including Aisha, whom he married at the tender age of 11. Also troubling is the fact that the Quran allows men to beat lightly their wives in order that they may return to obedience. When we compare the personal morality of Muhammad in the Quran with that of Jesus in the Bible, the difference is remarkable. The Quran exhorts Muhammad to ask forgiveness for thy fault. Conversely, Christ's ethics with regards to every aspect of life, including his treatment of women, was so unimpeachable that he could rightly ask, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" Finally, unlike the Bible, the Quran is riddled with factual errors. A classic case in point involves the Quran's denial of Christ's crucifixion. This denial, chronicled in Surah 4, 157, is explicit and emphatic. Says the Quran, "They killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, for of a surety they killed him not." In reality, however, the fatal suffering of Jesus Christ as recounted in the New Testament is one of the most well-established facts of ancient history. Even in today's modern age of scientific enlightenment, there's a virtual consensus among New Testament scholars, both conservative and liberal, that Jesus died on a Roman cross. Recent archaeological discoveries not only dramatically corroborate the Bible's description of Roman crucifixion, but authenticate the biblical details surrounding the trial that led to the fatal torment of Jesus Christ, including the Pilate stone and the burials of Caiaphas the high priest, who presided over the religious trials of Christ. These discoveries have been widely acclaimed as compelling affirmation of biblical history. Not only so, but the earliest Jewish response to the death and burial of Jesus Christ presupposes the reality of the empty tomb. Instead of denying that the tomb was empty, the antagonists of Christ accused his disciples of stealing the body. One final point needs to be made. The Quranic denial of Christ's crucifixion has led to a host of other errors as well. From a Muslim perspective, Jesus was never crucified and thus never resurrected. Instead, in Islam, God made someone look like Jesus, and the look-alike was mistakenly crucified in his place. The notion that Judas was made to look like Jesus has recently been popularized in Muslim circles by a late medieval invention titled the Gospel of Barnabas. In short, the distance between the Muslim Quran and the Christian scriptures is the distance of infinity. Not only does the prophetic prowess of the Bible elevate it far above the holy books of other religions, as new archaeological nuggets are uncovered, the trustworthiness of Scripture, as well as the unreliability pretenders, are further highlighted. Faulty ethics and factual errors demonstrate that the Quran is devoid of divine sanction. In sharp distinction, ethics and factual evidence demonstrate that the Bible is divine rather than human in origin. A passage to ponder. Hebrews 1:1-3. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.